로마서 8장 18절에 생각한대 현재의 고난은 장차 우리에게 나타날 영광과
말할
수 없도다 말씀하셨고 로마서 8장 28절에
Romans chapter 8:28 Those who love God and it says all things will work together for good. Our church is now going through a precious time. During the time of Exodus, the Israelites, after they went around the city of Jericho seven times, the city of Jericho crumbled down. And we will, likewise, we will also glorify Father God. Amen. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, he wasn't crucified because he had sins. He died to save mankind from sins, and because he was sinless, he resurrected. Likewise, Mammon and the shepherd will come forth as the fruit of resurrection. Hallelujah. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many cases where people become discouraged when they fail to succeed even after making their every effort. But for us, believers of God, that's the opportunity to get empowered by God. It was the case with Simon from today's passage. Simon, whose name was later changed to Peter, was earning a living as a fisherman. On the day he met Jesus, he was also fishing. Even though he had cast the nets all through the night, he caught no fish and came back to the shore, washing and folding up the nets. This must be the most difficult time for fishermen. They are happy if they catch as many fish as they want, but they must feel dispirited and dejected when they end up without any fish and fold up their nets. Because it's not an easy task to cast their nets and lift them up and fold them up. Simon might have been depressed with such thought, how could I go back without a single fish? At this point, there came Jesus, followed by a big crowd. He got on Simon's boat and asked him to put out a little away from the land. Then he taught the word of God to the crowd. Actually, along the shore of the Galilee are many sloping hills. Because there was no microphone or speaker back in his time, Jesus made use of the wind and geography to speak to as many people as possible. As Jesus was speaking from the boat, his voice could be heard by people seated on a sloping hills. After Jesus preached the word on Simon's boat, he wanted to bless him for providing a boat. So he said, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon obeyed just as he was told and finally caught a great number of fish. Today, I'll preach a message based on Senior Pastor's sermon, Put Out into the Deep Water and Let Down Your Nets, which was preached on November 27, 2005, and share spiritual lessons with you. The first lesson from the word, Put Out into the Deep Water and Let Down Your Nets, is a law of sowing, reaping. As I told you earlier, Simon was disappointed catching no fish despite his work all night. Even so, he allowed Jesus to use his boat. Simon must have felt hopeless after casting their nets but catching no fish. He must have been hungry and concerned about his family. And Jesus asked Simon, who must have been tired out, to lend his boat. Because Simon had believed good rumors about Jesus, he offered to let him on board. He believed that Jesus not only taught the word of God, but healed many sick people and drove out demons. Although Simon hadn't experienced such works firsthand, he believed the good news he heard. For Simon, who offered to provide his boat with faith, Jesus didn't forget to give a word of blessing. He instructed him on the way to catch a great number of fish. Like this, in order for us to receive blessings from God, first, we need to show deeds of sowing and sincerity. No matter how hopeless the situation, or even though we have nothing, we have to at least sow a seed of faith to be blessed. According to the spiritual law, you reap what you sow. Our shepherd also confesses that he's applied this law in his life since he was a novice believer. Because he believes in the law, he's been living this way. To the shepherd who diligently sowed, Father God blessed him 100 times more than he sowed. With Father God's blessings, he is accomplishing the constructions of Canaan in grand sanctuaries and mightily expanding his ministry to Korean churches and the world. To talk about the examples of sowing and reaping, first let's take a look at the widow in Zarephath who lived in Prophet Elijah's time. God sent Elijah to Zarephath. We read in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 and 9, Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. God said that he would provide for him through a widow in Zarephath. As Elijah saw a woman gathering sticks at the gate of the city, he noticed that she was the one prepared by God. So he came up to her and asked for water to drink. With the land stricken by a severe drought, water had become scarce, but the woman went to get water for him. Then Elijah called her again and requested her to bring him a piece of bread. In addition to asking for water, he even demanded food from her. What a brazen request that was. But do you know how the woman reacted? She said, As the Lord your God lives. She recognized that Elijah was a person whom God was with. But as she found herself in such a miserable situation, she honestly confessed that she was to make food out of a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar, eat it, and die. What Elijah demanded from the widow was food, which was invaluable as her life. After hearing about her misery, Elijah gave her unexpected reply in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. Then Elijah said to her, Do not fear. Go, do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. Requiring the very best food from her is totally inappropriate for man's thoughts. But no matter how difficult the situation was, Elijah believed in God the Creator. He was aware of the truth that she would be blessed if she sold her food, which was invaluable as her life. Thus, he made that request and had her prepare a vessel for blessings. She was a Gentile woman and hadn't directly seen Elijah performing wonders and signs. Yet, because she had a good heart, she could recognize Elijah as a man of God. So immediately, obeying the prophet's word, she made bread. Had she had even a bit of doubt or greed, she could have never obeyed. But the widow not only trusted Prophet Elijah, but had a good heart by which she could sacrifice herself and offer what she had. We find in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. So she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. Just as the prophet proclaimed, a surprising thing happened to the widow. Her bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, even as she and her family ate for many days. Her flour and oil didn't run out until the end of the drought. This is the work of making things out of nothing, which is possible only by God's Creator. Seeing this case, you may think, it's just a handful of flour and a little oil. I would have done the same thing. But as you closely examine her situation, we find that offering a handful of flour and a little oil was sowing a great seed of faith. It wasn't small. Because it meant their life, they couldn't have even exchanged it with diamond. Because once they die, diamond is worthless. But the widow trusted God. God can create things out of nothing, but in order to bring down God's work, we have to show our faith on our part. Only when we demonstrate the deeds of sowing, relying on God's word, can we be said to have true faith. Well, what would happen if we apply this principle in our Christian life? What kind of fruit would our fervent prayer, offering, our deed of sharing the gospel, our working faithfully, what kind of fruits would they bring? Prayer brings forth answers. Offerings brings forth a 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings. When we sow the deeds of sharing the gospel, visiting church members, and working faithfully, God pays us back by giving you good health, heavenly rewards, and quickly answering your heart's desires. Thus, I hope that you will make the most use of the law of sowing and reaping in receiving financial blessings, the resolution of your problems, and overcoming life or death situations. The second lesson we can learn from today's passage is, to make the words of blessing become a reality, we have to show deeds of obedience. Both in the Old and New Testaments, we find many words of blessing. But we don't get blessed just by hearing the words of blessing. After we read and hear about them, we need to demonstrate deeds of obedience to make the words a reality. Because Jesus was aware of Simon's most urgent problem, he gave him the word of blessing to solve his problem. By commanding him, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. He instructed him on the way to catch a great number of fish. But if Simon had involved men's thoughts, he couldn't have obeyed Jesus. It's because Simon was a professional when it came to fishing. Born and raised near the shore, he learned how to fish from childhood. He also knew which areas of the lake were deep or shallow. He knew full well when or where he could catch the greatest number of fish. Even though he was a professional, he couldn't catch fish all through the night. But Jesus, if Simon had involved his own thoughts, and which originated from his experience and knowledge, he could have said, "Master, you are wrong. I'm a fisherman myself. I worked all night but didn't catch a single fish. Because the schools of fish moved elsewhere, there's none around here." Yet, Simon didn't think or respond this way. The verse 5 says, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets." In obedience to Jesus' word, Peter put out into the deep water and let down the nets. As a result, he caught a great number of fish, so much that his co-workers helped lift up the nets. The verse 7 describes what a great quantity it was, saying, "And they came and filled up both of the boats so that they began to sink." The reason that Simon could be blessed this way was he obeyed Jesus' word without involving his knowledge and experience. But as a matter of fact, Jesus was not a fisherman. But Simon knew that Jesus performed signs whenever he went, and his words had authority. He'd known it by rumors. He believed that his words were trustworthy even though they didn't agree with his knowledge or experience. Even though what Jesus said was impossible to obey with man's thoughts, because he believed and acknowledged him, he just obeyed accordingly. The consequence of his obedience was even greater than he imagined. But what we have to note here is that Simon did more than just obeying and rejoicing with a great number of fish. Simon fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Because he firsthand experienced God's amazing works, he recognized Jesus as too great and holy to stand face to face with, and he realized that he was a sinner before Jesus. Without arrogance, Simon honestly confessed that he was a sinner. Pleased with his confession, Jesus then gave him spiritual blessings. He called Simon to be his disciples, saying in verse 10, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." Jesus highly regarded Simon's heart and his childlike heart. At the time, Simon was still hot-tempered and boastful. Jesus knew all this, but Simon didn't have change of heart. After he came into spirit and Holy Spirit, he became a vessel proper for his use. When Jesus called him, Simon left all things behind and followed him and thus received blessings. Let me share my experience. I believe all of us should receive the same kind of blessings as well. Let me share my experience in which I realized how important the deed of obedience is. So, I want you to focus on how I failed to show perfect obedience even though I tried to obey. I hope you find the secrets to receiving answers from how I received the answer later on. It was back in April 2002, right after graduating from the seminary, I was serving as a pastor. When I was a sophomore, the shepherd taught us that the servants of the Lord have to rely only on God, so even their wives shouldn't have an occupation. So even their wives should stop their business or should quit their work. Because the shepherd said this, I decided to keep that in mind and obey. So, to close down the beauty salon my wife and I had been running, we put it up for disposal when it was quite a few days away from the day of my ordainment. But contrary to my expectation, there was none who wanted to take over our salon. So it passed the date of my being ordained as a pastor, and my wife continued to run the salon, so we ended up disobeying the word. But if I had intended to obey completely, I would have had my wife close down the salon, but I couldn't. I was indecisive about this matter. So I went to senior pastor and confessed, even though we put up our salon for disposal, it wasn't sold, so it still remained open. Hearing this, the shepherd lamented, saying that even if someone gave me $1 million, I would never disobey the Father's word at all. Hearing this, I shed many tears, repenting of having failed to obey his word completely. Coming back home, I told my wife what I heard from the shepherd. Because my wife also loves and trusts the shepherd, she obeyed. My wife closed down the salon right away. Thereafter, we gave a peace offering to God and then repented, and then went to senior pastor. The shepherd kindly explained that whether it's small or big, if you obey the Father's word, you can be said to have true faith. He then talked about blessings that because we were We were so apologetic, but he came over to us and embraced us. And we were thankful, feeling the shepherd's kind love. And immediately, a person prepared by God took over our salon. Even though Simon had worked all night, let's give glory, thanks and glory to Father God. As even though Simon had worked all night, he caught no fish. But as he obeyed Jesus' word, put out into the deep water and let down the nets, he caught a great number of fish to the point where the nets began to break. Likewise, even though my wife and I couldn't solve the problem for months, as we obeyed the shepherd's word and the Father's word, we received the answer right away. Through this experience, I had a great awakening that no matter what kind of problem we may have, we can have it resolved right away just by obeying the shepherd. But if we don't obey, it can't be resolved. There are many cases where people disobey, even if they are explicitly presented with the ways to receive answers, just like I did in the past. I mean, there are many people who don't obey involving their own thoughts. Particularly, if you change the word pursuing your own benefit, it hinders you from receiving complete blessings. It's truly important to show complete obedience. No matter how smart or knowledgeable you are in a specific field, if you only say amen to Jesus' word, you are truly wise. Brothers and sisters, nowadays, Mami members are happily participating in home visit campaign. Under the guidance of Pastor Sujin Lee, home visit special agents were selected last December, and they are working hard for this campaign. Some of them have confessed that they didn't have confidence because they were weak and frail, but they've overcome their physical limits and become healthier. There were others who were tied up with work, but they decided that they shouldn't miss out on this opportunity and participated. As a result, they recovered their first love for God and overflew with joy. Another person also faithfully participated in the campaign even while her daughter was in labor. Her daughter had a difficult delivery, and also her baby was in danger as well. If it had been just 2 minutes late, she would have had to get surgery, cesarean. The doctor proclaimed that she would have to get surgery, but dramatically, she had a safe delivery without a surgery, cesarean. As they obediently participated in the campaign, God helped them meet and find souls. All the church workers who participated in the home visit campaign confessed that the campaign was a blessing for them and that they were thankful for the opportunity. So I was happy to hear their confessions. As God saw their obedience, He empowered them to bear much fruit in a short period of time and become spiritual warriors that protect the church. I believe that if you run more earnestly, like Simon who obeyed Jesus' command, you will be blessed more abundantly. And the third lesson from today's passage is, when we spiritually put out into the deep water and let down our nets, blessings come. Deep water carries significant spiritual meanings. Spiritually, water signifies the Word of God. The Word of God is the heart of God. Namely, the heart of God is manifested by the words of the 66 books of the Bible, visible to our eyes. Thus, to put out into the deep water and let down our nets means to go into the depths of God's heart. To figure out the depths of God's heart, we have to reach the fifth level of faith, which is the level of Holy Spirit. People at the fourth level can also figure out Father God's heart. senior pastor said that at the level of hope, at the level of Holy Spirit, one resembles the Father God's heart 60%, and at the level of Spirit, 30%. But at the third, second, and first levels of faith, one has fleshly faith, so they can figure out the depths of God's heart. As I heard this, when I entered the Spirit, I thought I only resembled Father God's heart 30%. So I thought I should never be satisfied and settle down where I am. And I thought I should strive more to reach higher level of faith, keep running towards a higher point. I still have such a heart, still have such thoughts. So, at the third, second, and first levels of faith, one has fleshly faith, so they can figure out the depths of Father God's heart. But you shouldn't give up saying, I don't know the heart of Father God. Relying on the shepherd's 99% of the justice, you ought to make efforts to change yourself and come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. Even if you achieve a heart of Holy Spirit, you can't be said to be perfect. So, senior pastor said, we need constant efforts until we reach 99% of the fifth level of faith. Just as Simon caught a great number of fish by putting out into the deep water and letting down the net, if we go into the depths of God's heart, we can dig up numerous treasures. The one who went into the depths of Father God's heart and showed the boundless spiritual realm is the shepherd. He went into the depths of Father God's heart and shared numerous treasures he dug up from there. He didn't just keep it by himself, but he shared with all of us. He interpreted a great number of complicated Bible verses which were incomprehensible by man's wisdom. He broke down Father God's explanation. Also, by sharing about the spiritual realm, which is real, and the messages of spirit, soul, and body, and different dimensions, he explicitly revealed the spiritual realm. By the shepherd's prayer, we've experienced spiritual spaces many times, seeing clouds appearing or disappearing, stars moving, and hurricanes dissipating, weakening, or changing their course. It's impossible to list all the works of God's power. This is the fruit of Father God's answer to the shepherd who went into the depths of Father God's heart and became united with him. We've seen many times moving of stars. This verifies the biblical incident in which the Magi from the east followed the stars to the birthplace of Jesus. We've also seen, without such works, how could we understand the Bible? We've also seen appearing and disappearing of clouds. Through this, we could experience the spiritual space and understand the incident where Jesus talked with his disciples, Elijah and Moses, on the Mount of Transfiguration. We find the scene where our Lord was made visible. When he went up to heaven, he was covered by the clouds. Through this, we could understand the spiritual space. We can see clouds appearing and disappearing. Also, I've experienced, I have seen moving of stars. This verifies there exists spiritual realm, a spiritual space. We cannot see Father God and our Lord with our eyes or physically meet them in person. Only when we live a holy life with the word and prayer and live in God's will can we meet them. Our shepherd has offered numerous fasting and prayer with sacrifice and love so that we can meet Father God. Some people claim that when people show their faith, it is God who heals. Yes, that's true. But it is the shepherd who leads them to show faith worthy of receiving healing. When we have wall of sin, we cannot receive answers. First thing we have to do is demolish the wall of sin. Only then can we receive healing by receiving the prayer. In John chapter 9, it's a scene where Jesus healed a person who had been blind since birth. But seeing this work, the Pharisees condemned Jesus a sinner because he healed a person on the Sabbath. They were persecuting Jesus out of jealousy. At this point, the blind man said in John chapter 9, verses 31 through 33, "We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does His will, He hears them. Since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." Like the cases in the Bible, could God's power manifested by the shepherd be possible by man? No. Could anyone be healed only if he has faith? It's not easy to be healed by our faith alone. Actually, I registered in this church 29 years ago. On the day I registered, I was healed of chronic gastritis, asthma, insomnia, alcoholism, etc. Before, I also led a life of faith in a different church, but couldn't receive healing. I made every effort to cure chronic diseases, but failed to be healed. I had taken medicine, I had received prayer, I also had tried a folk medicine, I tried everything. But I also used to take herbal medicine, but I failed to be healed. But after I came to this church, on the day I registered, when senior pastor prayed from the pulpit, I was healed all of them. Hallelujah. So, I couldn't help but acknowledge God. So, right after I registered, I started to attend Daniel prayer meeting, and I have been diligently attending the Daniel prayer meeting for the last 29 years. Except for really particular cases, I never skipped the Daniel prayer meeting. I hardly ever skipped the prayer meeting. Because I was running a beauty salon, I sometimes closed down shut down the shop late at night. But right after I shut down the shop, salon, I came straight to church. I was so happy attending Daniel prayer meeting. When I saw Mrs. Bongnam Lee, it felt like all my fatigue went away. And I had no desire to commit sins anymore. I was happy to see my pastors or fellow church members. My life was completely changed like this after I met God. If I hadn't come to this church, my wife would have suffered a lot. But because of our shepherd, thanks to our shepherd, my family is happy, and I am running earnestly as a pastor. I also have a daughter. She's 29 years old this year. But when she was 7 years old, she had a car accident. While she was playing with other kids, a taxi was passing by. So she was hit by a taxi, and she had she had fractures on her foot, and it swelled up a lot. It was a severe injury. But at this point, at this moment, I remember how our shepherd did. Even when his daughter had a problem, he only relied on God. So even when my own daughter had severe fractures on her foot, I believe that she would be healed just by receiving the shepherd's prayer. So on that night, I came before senior pastor and had my daughter receive the senior pastor's prayer. I confessed, I notified him of what happened to her. And do you know what happened after that? Even without receiving any medical treatment, even using an antiseptic, but she was perfectly healed. And God perfectly healed her. In just a week, her fractures, she began to walk, and her fractures were healed. Hallelujah. And after three days, it was on senior pastor's birthday, and she, from that day on, she began running. I saw her running around. She looked so lovely, and I was so thankful to the shepherd. How could such a blessing be possible? Thanks to our shepherd, we could live in good health. We could change our hearts. And also our daughter, she was healed. Even when we have a disease or a sick part, we just repent and receive the prayer. Even when there are diseases like swine flu and contagious diseases, we can be healed. We can be healed as if nothing had happened. So how thankful we should be. Even after she had fractured after a car accident, she was perfectly healed. It's because our shepherd has filled up the justice for numerous days so that we can receive healing and answers. By his sacrifice and love, we've received healing, resolution of problems, and good health. Dear brothers and sisters, as I confessed earlier, because I have such testimony, I couldn't but love and trust the shepherd. Senior pastor, so in this church, people are healed of cancer and all kinds of diseases. The diseases, I used to suffer from, there were such great diseases for me. I even wanted to commit a suicide because I was living in such pain. I even wanted to commit suicide. But after I met the shepherd, I've been living a happy Christian life. And I also was blessed to serve the senior pastor close by. As I told you earlier, I used to run a beauty salon. And so I've been serving the senior pastor, as his personal hairdresser. Senior pastor said, "Pastor Lim, I'm so thankful to you." He said, I used to have trouble going to visiting beauty salon, but I only wanted to have my hair cut, but, in a beauty salon, you don't just have your hair cut, but senior pastor didn't want any women do something. So senior pastor wanted to visit places where there are no female hairdressers, but there were hardly any, so So the pastor was thankful for me, thankful to me, because she didn't have to, So seeing senior pastor, I registered in this church 29 years ago, and I've been serving him close by, and I've been visiting his bathroom, and but senior pastor lives just the way he preaches from the pulpit. He just lives the way he preaches on the altar. That's what his life is like. So, Father God, one day Father God moved my heart to, so Father God prepared me as his personal hairdresser, and I've been serving him as his hairdresser. So I was I've been so inspired serving him close by. Everything he does is for the souls. He always lives in tears for the souls, and he always wants to give to the souls. And whenever he always gives me allowance. He always prepares an envelope, and whenever he gave me an envelope with money in it, I never threw the envelope away. I've piled up all the envelopes he gave me, because I didn't want to forget, because I wanted to engrave the shepherd's love in my heart. So whenever I had his haircut, and there are other church workers who help him with other things, people from the facility management department. But and senior pastor doesn't only care about me, he also cares about other people who help him. And senior pastor makes sure to give them an envelope with money in it, and he offers it to them. At first, they refuse to accept it, because as for me, also, I didn't want to receive the envelope. But senior pastor said, I want to give it to you. Why do you reject it? Please accept this. So, no matter what, I just received it with a thankful heart. But these people, he just dropped by senior pastor's residence to help him with something. And as they received the envelope, and senior pastor kindly gave them the envelope, our beloved shepherd, he does not discriminate against anyone. He treats everyone the same way. Does he favor anyone? Also, he invites the students to his prayer location, and he also invites men's and women's missions members to his prayer location. He treats everyone the same way, equally. As I saw him living I also used to accompany him on his overseas crusade. And he said to me, even during that overseas crusade, he gave me an envelope, and because I stayed in the same hotel, I thought, because senior pastor likes to swim, I thought he might come out to the swimming pool, but I never seen him coming out to the swimming pool during the overseas crusade. What he did, only thing he did was to meet, except that he met people, he never came out of his room. He devotes all of himself for Father God. Whenever I received the envelope from him, and I also know how, many years ago, when senior pastor was in his prayer location, I brought some fruit to him. And later I heard that a senior pastor enjoyed the fruit I brought to him. And but senior pastor later said, Pastor Lim, why don't you obey my word? I don't need anything. I don't need any delicious food. But I only live for the souls. And one day, after I had his hair cut, I asked him, which one do you like? And later he said, what he said was, inspire my heart. And what he chose was cheaper. Because if I eat whatever I like, how could I save money to help the needy? Only if I save money, I can help the needy. So he saves up like this, and he offers everything to Father God and accomplishing the world mission. We know his love and his goodness. I want you to engrave his such love and sacrifice of the shepherd. So if we also go deeper into Father God's heart, we can also sacrifice ourselves like our shepherd does. And one day in winter, senior pastor doesn't even keep his room heated up because it is to save up money. And what about our Pastor Myung Lee? She also, and Mrs. Bong Yun Lee also, she helps many people. Seeing them helping people, how they help people, we can't help but be inspired and moved. And we should also go deeper into Father God's heart and take after their deeds. It said in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit. In order to go into the depths of God's heart, it takes our efforts of achieving a heart of spirit. Namely, we need efforts of casting off flesh and fighting against sins to the point of shedding blood. Even though it involves the pain of breaking ourselves apart, we have to demolish our thoughts and theories completely. Sometimes it may feel like we are nothing and become discouraged, but we have to completely deny ourselves and self-righteousness. As we perspire and cry out in fervent prayer, we will put out into the deep water and let down our nets. In order to receive abundant blessings for both in spirit and in flesh, we have to fill up the 1% measure we are responsible for. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, "For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." When our beloved shepherd preached about this, he talked about prayer. Let me read an excerpt of his sermon. He said, "Brothers and sisters, special Daniel prayer meeting ends today. I believe each of you knows well how you've offered special prayer meeting, how wholeheartedly you've prayed. Did you perspire in prayer with all your heart, remembering each word of your prayer and expecting them to be fulfilled? Or did you just habitually repeat the words as you'd always done in prayer? As you've attended a Daniel prayer meeting for 1, 2, 3, 10, 15 years, when Mrs. Bong Nim Lee gave you prayer topics, did you just repeat all the words you memorized? I think you know whether you spoke every word in your prayer with faith and love, earnestly hoping that things will be accomplished accordingly. If you pray so, you would remember exactly what you prayed for 10 minutes ago. Some individuals can't even remember what they prayed for even 5 minutes ago. They just meaninglessly repeat the same words in prayer. If you sincerely pray, how could there be anything impossible for you to achieve? This is how you put out into the deep water. It's the same as putting out into the deep water and letting down the net. Your words should have deep meanings, move the Father's heart, and shake His throne. Only then can your prayer be answered quickly, greatly, and definitely. Like this, as you put out into the deep water and let down the nets, your soul prospers. As your soul prospers, naturally, physical problems are resolved. His words go on, but I will stop here due to the time constraint. As the shepherd had said, in order to go deeper into Father God's heart and change ourselves, it is crucial for us to pray. It is not an exaggeration to say whether we lead a successful life of faith depends on how we prayed. Even after you achieve a heart of whole spirit, unless you pray, you carry out your duties in fleshly thoughts and may fall down by arrogance. As Jesus was praying at Gethsemane with 3 of his disciples before he was captured, he said in Luke chapter 22, verse 46, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Dear brothers and sisters, the special Daniel prayer meeting in which Mrs. Bong Nim Lee helped us change with powerful prayer ended a few weeks ago. In today's scripture, we find that Simon caught a great number of fish to the point where his nets began to break. Likewise, through the special Daniel prayer meeting, we received answers which are impossible by man. I believe you want God's answers and blessings to continue. Then, I urge you to cry out in a wholehearted prayer every night, even after special Daniel prayer meeting is over. As we cry out in prayer, we will follow with answers we will overflow with answers and blessings in our lives. Dear brothers and sisters, there is something we should always remember. During the 2015 Church Leaders Conference, our shepherd confessed, "All of you remaining here are the ones who will enter New Jerusalem." He himself made this confession of faith as he was fulfilling the seven-year justice for us. Therefore, I challenge you to never to fall behind, but stay in Manmin in the shepherd's space to the very end. Even when the ship shakes in the face of a storm, we shouldn't be discouraged, but become united all the more. Then, we'll finally get to the deep water. When we let down our nets, the Father will give us more amazing answers and blessings than we expected. In today's scripture, we find that Simon caught a great number of fish so that his co-workers came over to help. Likewise, in this end time, the Father's answers and blessings will be given in a tremendous quantity, so we are in need of many mighty workers who can lift up the nets together. Thus, spiritually, we have to become mighty workers by going deeper into spirit and whole spirit. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, Simon, who was an ordinary fisherman in the Sea of Galilee, met Jesus one day. From then on, he was blessed to lead a completely different life spiritually and physically. Instead of ending his life as an ordinary fisherman, he became Jesus' chief disciple. Also, seeing Simon's faith and his vessel, Jesus gave him a new name, Peter, which means rock. He promised him in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Even after our Lord's resurrection and ascension, Peter led many souls to salvation, testifying to our Lord's resurrection as an apostle. He led an invaluable life and died a martyr in the end. As the result of his obedience, he became the second man to become become one of the 24 elders who ranked the highest in heaven. Many people met Jesus at the time of his ministry. Today, I shared with you the reasons why Peter received such a blessing among so many people. First, he sowed by faith. Second, even after he received the word of blessing, he showed deeds of obedience to make the words of blessing become a reality. Last and third, we went over the spiritual meaning of put out into the deep water and let down your nets. It is to go into the depths of God's heart. I told you that to do so, we need efforts of struggling with storms and rowing our boat. This means we need unceasing efforts to achieve a heart of spirit and whole spirit. Simon, who was a fisherman, hit the jackpot by meeting Jesus and making efforts. We've also hit the jackpot by meeting our shepherd, precious shepherd. Hallelujah. Having received such blessings, I hope all of you will become spiritual warriors who protect our church and the shepherd. I hope that this trial of blessing will prompt you to make quick spiritual growth and become honorable ones in New Jerusalem.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.